Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Guy Williams, President, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. He joins us every Monday. Guy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. Great to be with you.
Guy, thank you so much for hosting us out of Community Sailing with that organization you're very active in and providing so many incredible people and, you know, a lot of the not-for-profit members of the community and telling their stories. We had a great time. What a beautiful facility, and it's such a wonderful thing for kids.
Yeah, it was a great day. Really enjoyed it. We had over 100 people come through, and it was great because the nonprofits got to meet each other and make some connections that will really make things better for our community. So really glad to be there, and certainly glad you were there to serve as the live host.
It was my pleasure. So let's pivot real quick. Tax donation limits for 2026, I think they're going up in one shape or form. And you say baby boomers should give something away now? What are we talking about?
Yep. So let's start with taxes. Starting in 2026, most Americans don't itemize because the tax code was simplified and the standard deduction was raised. So 90% of Americans don't itemize their deductions. It's made it a lot simpler to file taxes. But if you don't itemize, you don't get any benefit for charitable deductions. Starting in 2026, you can get a benefit for $1,000 as a single person or $2,000. That will actually be deductible above the line. So whatever tax rate you're in, you'll get the benefit of making that deduction. But those are next year deductions, not this year. And then for people who do itemize, there's actually a little bit of a setback. 0.5% of your itemized deductions don't count. So if you make $100,000 and donate $1,000, the first $500 is not going to count for tax purposes. So those are the changes going into next year.
So when we talk about... So it's an opportunity for those that don't itemize to actually get a benefit, and that actually helps the not-for-profit community as well, right?
It does, and it's something worth doing, and you know, it's just a good reminder. There are a lot of good nonprofits doing good work, and you know, we met with a lot of them Friday. So I would encourage people. You know, it's not just about the tax deduction, but it's a nice encouragement to make that happen.
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk about what should baby boomers give away now?
Yeah, we, you know, in talking to our trust officers, we have a real disconnect between what baby boomers have connected, have saved, and what their children and grandchildren want. And what we're seeing is a lot of the recipients are saying, we don't want that. Just no, get rid of it. And so what we're talking to our trust customers about and our bank customers is, look, if you've been saving something for your family, you need to ask them a question. And the question is, do you want this? And I can tell you it came up because we had a memorial service for my mom. So all of our family was around talking. And it's like, okay, you know, what would the kids want? My brother said, look, I've got three sets of china, perfect sets. And unanimously, the children and grandchildren said, don't give that to us. We do not want a set of china. And so we started talking about collectible items and then started researching it. It turns out that the next generation is absolutely uninterested in a lot of things that millennials thought were, that baby boomers rather saved or thought were important. So stamp collections, unless you really love your stamp collection and get a lot of joy out of it today, go ahead and sell it. It's unlikely that the children or grandchildren want it. Same thing with those figurines, the Hummel figures, all those different china things. People just don't want those. The Franklin Mint items, oddly enough, coin collections. I had one from my wife's grandfather, and nobody was interested in a coin collection. It's just not something. Same thing with stamp collections. China and silver. People don't want to do the silver. They don't want to polish it. Now, antique furniture, you need to ask the question. Some kids really want it. Some don't. It's important to figure that out because otherwise you're burdening people, particularly if you're saving something you're not using. And it's really better to get rid of it. The one that really struck us is DVD and CD collections. People absolutely can't get, they just can't give those away. I mean, you can sell, you know, 100 DVDs or CDs for a dollar and nobody wants to buy them. Break fronts where you would store the china that people don't want, same thing. Dining room tables. And then one that's a little bigger, muscle cars. You know, when most people liked the car that was exciting when they were teenagers. So I remember when I was a teenager, those muscle cars were very popular. So people in a certain demographic like those. They, when they could finally afford one, they bought that 442 or that Super Camaro they wanted. But the next generation is not interested in the maintenance and effort. So it's a good idea to ask those questions now and say, okay, what is it that you really want? And the things that people don't want, go ahead and sell or give away now so that you're not burdening the next generation with things that they just don't desire to have.
And, you know, you have the opportunity to transfer the money that you make from the sale of those items, either, you know, in your will, or if you want to make a manual gift to your kids every year. That I think it go that manual gift amount has been going up every year. What is it, around $16,000 now a year?
Yeah, I'm going to check on the exact amount, but it's above $15,000 per child, and that's per parent. So each, yeah, you know, between you and your spouse, it, you know, it's significant money. So you can actually give them cash, and I can assure you they'd rather have that than the collection of Beanie Babies, if you can even find somebody who wants to buy the Beanie Babies. But it saves.
I have a whole garage full of stuff I'd love to sell. If there was somebody that wanted to pay me for it.
Well, and you know, you go on eBay, there are still some people that want these things. I think the other thing with furniture is you can give that to Habitat for Humanity. You can give it to different charities because there are always people that need furniture when they're setting up households. And once you're sure that your kids don't want it and you're not using it, it's time to go ahead and recycle it into somebody that will use it.
Yeah. No, for sure. I mean, it just makes perfect sense, and it's a way to help a whole bunch of folks too, right?
Yeah. And Newell, the amount of the gift is even more than I thought, $19,000.
Wow. I know it goes up every year. I mean, that's a significant amount of money. It has to be from a person to a person, though, not from at some other juridical entity like an LLC or you know, a corporation. It has to be an individual to an individual, if my memory serves me correct.
Yeah, and that's great for estate planning because you and your wife then can give $38,000 per child per year. Doesn't count against your lifetime gift exclusion, and they don't pay taxes on it.
Yeah, so it's a great way to get rid of those items that nobody in the family wants. Sell them and just pass the cash on today. And you know,
and it was fun when we talked to the children and grandchildren to find how little they wanted of stuff that you know people had collected and accumulated. You realize, okay, this is nice, but if you're saving it for somebody and they don't really want it, far better to move it along. And I mean, once again, even the silver and china, people that are setting up households, people that need silver and china would be thrilled to have that given to Habitat or given to Goodwill so they can actually use it. And that's a lot better than you having it and then your kids having to arrange to dispose of it later.
Yeah. You know, it's just, it's interesting too. I mean, we just had, a jewelry store, Adler's, an iconic jewelry store, you know, been around for what, over, I think, 120 years or so. That was one of the primary items that they sold was all of these, wedding shower gifts and things of that nature. And obviously, the newer generation didn't have that same interest in having that given as wedding gifts and alike.
Yeah, and I remember the last few weddings I've gone to, nobody listed china, silver, or any sort of porcelain as something on their registry. You know, they wanted kitchen appliances, they wanted, outdoor gear, things like that. But the idea of having a china pattern or a silver pattern and completing the pattern, that's just something that is not appealing to this next generation.
Yeah, it's going to be... interesting to see a lot of what's changing in the taste from, you know, baby boomers. And a lot of people ask, who are the baby boomers? And it's if you're born between 1946, 1964, you're considered a baby boomer. And, you know, so when you're looking at others like the millennials, 81 to 96, a lot of what, you know, they desire is entirely different than our generation. You know, I still remember friendship rings, a hope chest, a whole bunch of things that you don't even see it around anymore, right?
Oh, exactly. And, you know, one of the things that is a little retro that actually people do want is what we used to call records, and the contemporaries now call vinyl.
Right.
Those are actually desired. People are bringing back record players and playing actual, you know, what we would call LP records in the old days.
Yeah.
So while the DVDs and CDs are essentially worthless, the old bit vinyl is still valuable and people are interested. So even, and it's, once again, ask the question, if your kids aren't interested, those are saleable.
I remember showing my kids an 8-track. You should have seen the reaction. It's like,
well,
what in the hell is that?
And you
that,
know,
my
there
friends, is
a
an 8-track
for 8-tracks because people that have vintage cars with 8-track players,
yeah,
that want to make an authentic car like to have 8-tracks. Now it certainly limits your choice of music, but you can sell those, and a great place to sell them is at antique car shows.
Absolutely. Got a text here that says I was born in 1981, Sheriff. But if you call me a millennial, I'm going to be ready to fight. I definitely consider myself more Gen X than a millennial. Gen Xers, 1965 to 1980. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Guy, let's talk about tariff reductions. It seems as though President Trump has now reversed course on a number of tariffs. What's happening there?
Yeah, this is actually good news and something we've talked about before. You know, tariffs are always an increase and a tax on American citizens. And even if you say, well, the foreigners will pay most of it, and in some cases they do. They pay half, a third, two-thirds. They're not going to pay all of the tariff. So the tariffs result in higher cost here. Now, some of the tariffs were not really well thought out, and the ones that aren't well thought out are the ones where you're charging a tariff on something we don't make in the U.S. You know, I understand the idea that, look, we need to become energy independent. Well, we've done that. We are energy independent. We do need to protect rare earths. We've got to do the mines either in the U.S. or in free countries. That all makes economic sense. We need to have a military supply chain. But some things that we just don't grow here, if you have a tariff, all you're doing is taxing American citizens. And when you go to breakfast, The easy way to see it is bananas, which historically have never gone up in price, are more expensive today. We don't grow bananas in America. I mean, we have just a tiny little bit of sliver in Hawaii, but essentially we don't grow bananas here. Same thing with coffee. We don't grow coffee in America. So when you have a tariff on coffee, you raise the cost of that cup of coffee in the morning. And what the president is realizing is there's no sense in having tariffs on foods that we don't grow in America. There also aren't, there's not much sense in having a tariff on things that are produced very cheaply overseas. So what he's done is he's reduced the tariffs on oranges, bananas, beef, coffee, chocolate, and tomatoes as well. And the idea is this will reduce the cost at the grocery store. Because you can tell people that inflation is down, but if the cost of groceries in your basket doesn't go down, then you don't believe it. And so this is a good move. I'm very excited to see it. And, you know, I've said this before. I really wish whatever tariffs we end up with, and preferably fairly low and measured, the president would settle on them so people can plan. Because it's very difficult for businesses to know what's what.
So how long can we expect this tail to get to cost mitigation as a result of the reduction in tariffs? I mean, you know, what's the incentive? The market is there, right? The distribution system didn't change, just the price went up. What would encourage Dole or whoever, you know, Chiquita or whoever else is producing bananas in Central and South America to significantly drop the price?
Well, that's where the beauty of competition comes in, because you have big buyers like Walmart that leverage different suppliers and say, look, we're going to buy, you know, 1 million pounds of bananas, but we need a better price. So the competition that we have in the grocery business, and it's a thin margin business, is going to push prices down. Now, it's not going to happen instantly, but over time, you'll see pressure from the buyers pushing that down. So I would expect within the next 3 to 6 months, you'll see a decline in the price of, chocolate, coffee, bananas, tomatoes, even beef, which has been at pretty strong and high prices. So this is good news for consumers, good timing for the holidays. I don't know how many of these cuts will come in, you know, in time for Thanksgiving, but certainly some should show up in time for Christmas.
But I guess the real test for the president's going to be, he's been in office just over 100 days, you know, actually more than that, but, you know, approaching maybe 200 days or so. What, you know, as to whether or not these prices are going to get back to what they were before he imposed the tariffs, and what I meant to say, the tariffs were in place for about 100 days, right? And now they're coming off, I guess the true test for him politically is going to be whether or not it gets back to that number, you know, that was 102 days ago. And I have serious reservations that that's going to happen.
It may not. Prices tend to be sticky on the way down. You know, they go up relatively quickly when prices go up, and they come down relatively slowly. Now, I am optimistic that competition will push them down. And I think the other thing, and I know this is not what the president's team wants, but the Supreme Court is going to rule fairly soon on the emergency tariffs. And there's increasing expectation that the Supreme Court may say, you really can't just increase tariffs arbitrarily at whatever level you want. I mean, not everything is an emergency, and you really can't, Congress never intended to give you that much power. In an ironic way, it might be a good thing if the president loses that battle, because then he'll have to go to smaller tariffs, more reasoned and measured, and you'll also have to have a finding of a specific injury. But if that occurs, and you combine that with the tax cuts, the deregulatory regime, it could be that that would actually stimulate the economy and give him a good economy going into next year.
Yeah, I'm going to be curious about how this actually ends up playing out on balance, you know, and I just intuitively it tells me that he's going to be a loser on it, that the prices are not going to get back down to that, and it's going to be a number greater than inflation. So if it was a buck, you know, in April, I don't know that we're going to get to that buck. And if we apply the inflationary impact to that dollar, I think the price is going to fall way north of it. It's just kind of my gut, you know, reading a bunch of different stuff. And I think it's going to end up being a loser for him.
Well,
hence, you know, the desire to give everybody $2,000, you know, as a result of the tariffs.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good economic idea when we have the deficits we have. But your intuition is supported by polls and research. There's a Rasmussen daily presidential poll, and what it's shown is over the last 100 days, the confidence of the American people in the president's economic policy has been declining pretty steadily, week by week, month by month. And I think the tariffs and the uncertainty are one of the reasons. So the feeling that it's hurting popularity is absolutely supported by the polls. And Rasmussen's not one of those pro-D or pro-R public pollsters. He calls it pretty much down the middle. So that's something people can look at if they're curious. So that's why I say the president may actually be very fortunate. There's sometimes when you win by losing. And I think if he loses his Supreme Court case, he may actually win by having the economy rebound and creating certainty so people can plan. You know, it's unlikely that you're going to build a big plant that will have a 40 or 50 year life on a tariff scheme that may change next week. So once that's certain and settled, I think we'll have the basis for good investment. And then you settle down, what are the things that we absolutely have to make in the U.S. in order to be secure as a nation? And when that is settled, I think that the future is going to be good for the manufacturing sector.
Guy, what your feelings? So let's assume for a second the Supreme Court rules against the Trump administration. That course correct will be, I guess, pretty immediate, right? And I guess somewhat, you know, you got a lot of things tangled up in this process. And then more importantly, what happens to all the money that you've collected?
Yeah, that's where it depends on how the Supreme Court rules. One ruling would be, look, you never should have done it, and you have to rebate all the money that you've collected. Another way the Supreme Court could sort of split the apple is to say, this wasn't authorized. Therefore, going forward from December 1st on, you can't collect these tariffs, but not allow rebates. So if rebates are allowed, then anyone who has customs paperwork can go back to the U.S. Treasury and say, look, I need a rebate. This was paid in error. The Supreme Court ruled that it's not, you weren't eligible to collect it. And I don't know how they're going to rule, whether they're going to rule that it's legal, illegal, partially legal, and what their remedy will be. But the Supreme Court is called the Supreme Court for a reason, that once they've ruled, there's no appeal. It's done. So they can make a decision and say, we're not doing rebates, or they can say, we're not reviewing anything. It's the president can do what he's done, and it's just fine. So we're going to have to wait and see. And I guess if I were on the Supreme Court, I'd go with you have to do more measured tariffs, and we're going to start December 1st so that you have certainty going forward. But we really don't know what's going to happen.
It'd be interesting, and I was trying to find out whether or not that would create a cause of action for other countries against this country in international courts. And there are some kind of equity court, and I did find one article that talked about, and I forgot what the name of that organization was, where they might be able to prosecute a cause of action against the United States for illegally imposing these tariffs on and the harm that it created to other countries' economies, which that would get sticky. to say the least.
It would, but the good thing for the U.S. is we've never allowed ourselves to be accountable to the International Court of Justice, so they can they can rule against us. But the U.S. has basically said that's nice, but we're not following that guideline. So we've never allowed our sovereignty to be compromised with international courts.
But what's to stop those other countries from continuing to impose enhanced tariffs in order to recoup from the tariff that we placed on them, and now the president's prohibited? He would have to go through Congress. That gets sticky too, right?
Well, there's actually a second line of tariffs where the Treasury Secretary can issue a finding, and for a limited period of time, I think it's 180 days, he can impose a new tariff on countries that are doing something like that. So there are four different tariff authorities that Congress has given the president. The most extreme one is the emergency tariff rule. That's really the issue before the Supreme Court. But the others are not being appealed at this moment, and he does have some options. So if the other countries retaliated, then we could have a finding that they've retaliated and work through that. I think the other countries would be so thrilled to have certainty that they're unlikely to do it. I mean, we just negotiated a deal with Switzerland over the weekend where their tariffs are now in line with the EU, and that was, you know, that was a positive step for, you know, Swiss watches, chocolates, et cetera. So I'm hopeful and optimistic that we wouldn't see that sort of suit if the Supreme Court rules against the president.
I got a text here. It says, why can't you say the president did not have a clue how tariffs actually work? Well, I think he knew exactly how they work, and I think he knew the downstream implications, but he also knew the upside, where he utilized tariffs in order to leverage other things out of these countries that he ordinarily would have not been able to ever get the concessions that he was looking for. Is that a fair characterization?
It is, and I think it's also fair to say there are a lot of countries around the world that unfairly took advantage of the United States. The biggest and the most glaring example is China, which got into the G20, got into the general agreement on tariffs and trade, and then violated all the rules. And the president reasonably said, look, you're not keeping your word. You're not doing the things you agreed to. You have non-tariff barriers. You're violating the law in a lot of different ways. And therefore, I'm going to have some extreme tariffs against China. And so there are some cases where you really do need to use this. I just think it can be used more judiciously. And sometimes the statement that comes out doesn't reflect the underlying policy. It's a little more bluster for political consumption as opposed to economic reality.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we got to get to a break. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. We'll be right back, folks. When we return, we'll talk about the City of New Orleans finance update and how we can help. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Guy, let's pivot to the city of New Orleans and an update on their finances.
Yeah, let's start with the important thing, which is how we can help. The mayor-elect has gone up to Baton Rouge and negotiated with the legislature. Fortunately, she has a lot of friends there, knows people, and was able to negotiate a short-term loan that will be taken out and approved by the bond commission. Now, it's important to remember, this is not Baton Rouge bailing out New Orleans. This is the bond commission authorizing New Orleans to borrow money, which must be repaid. So New Orleans will borrow money. They will borrow it from a bank, and they will pledge tax receipts, property tax receipts, to repay the loan. So approximately $125 million will be borrowed to cover bills through the end of the year. That will be repaid when the tax receipts come in. So Baton Rouge is not bailing out the city. Baton Rouge is allowing the city to borrow because they're out of money. Now, the way we can help, anyone who lives in New Orleans and has a business or personal residence can prepay their tax before year end. Now, this is a double play. If you itemize your deductions, you'll get to deduct it in the 2025 year. And second, it'll reduce the interest carry for the city of New Orleans because the city is going to have to repay this loan plus interest. And the problem, as we've dug into the city finances, is that in order to simply have a balanced budget, a really balanced budget where cash in matches cash out, the city will have to cut 20% from last year, from this year 2025's expenses. So a 20% cut is what's going to be necessary. And people will say, well, we'll do across-the-board cuts. You can't do that. And you can't do it because there's some things that have to be paid 100%. Entergy is not going to reduce their bill for electricity. The chemical companies that supply the chemicals to purify the water are not going to reduce their bills. So when you think about the things that can't be cut 20%, that means you have to have significantly larger cuts to other areas. And unfortunately, it gets worse because we've spent all of the money that the city had in reserve. And you can't project that there'll never be another hurricane, another snow day, another terrorist incident, or some other crisis. So the city will have to rebuild the reserve. So not only do we have to repay the shortfall for this year, we also have to rebuild the reserves, which are at the city size are another 125. So what that means is in actuality, the cuts are about 25% of this year's spending in order to, over 8 years, both repay the borrowing and rebuild the reserves to a level that is just minimally necessary. So prior administration has left a really deep hole. The next administration is going to have to do some painful cuts. And unfortunately, that means that not everybody who works for the city is going to have a job next year. And, I'm involved in the transition and talking to different committee members. And I don't know what the mayor-elect's plans are, but it is a steep challenge. And I don't think anyone thinks that this is going to be easy. There are some benchmarking things, though, that can help us. And if we go back, one of them is, if we go back to general government expenditures and go back to 2020 level, that would be about $110 million of the $150 that we need. So you can sort of benchmark against, okay, what level of government do we have, and then reduce it. There's some other challenges. The police department is now down to 900 policemen. That means that in order to have people police on the street, you have to pay a lot of overtime. It would actually be cheaper if we built the force back up to the 1,162 that it had 10 years ago. So, you know, a bigger police force would actually save money because you're not paying all that overtime. But it's one of those challenges that's going to have to be dealt with. So this is akin to fixing the airplane while it's flying. And, I mean, God bless the incoming mayor because she's got a big challenge. But I think the citizens of New Orleans need to realize a lot of the nice-to-haves that are in the city budget are going to have to go away because we just can't afford them.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, I was looking at the city of New Orleans budget deficit analysis that was presented. And, you know, if you're talking about a 20% cut of what projected expenses were going to be for 2025, so these are unaudited numbers, you're talking about a $185 million cut. I mean, that's a big, big cut. I mean, it's a $160 million deficit posted. But, you know, and that's just to get you to break even, you know, at $160 million. If you are going to start to fund CapEx, take care of your properties, do some other things, which they have little or nothing in light items to do, you know, it's your work. You need to work yourself to somewhat of a cushion of a surplus as opposed or get realistic as to where you're budgeting some of these numbers and start to invest in oneself as well, right?
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely essential because next year at this time, we can't go back to the state and say, look, we need to borrow more money. At that point, the state would be in a position to say, not only is the answer no, but we're going to appoint a fiscal administrator to take over because you knew what you had to do and you didn't do it. So that's a risk that the city can't take. You don't want to cede your sovereignty by not balancing a budget, regardless of how tough it is. And I've got a good friend who said, oh, Guy, I know you're involved in the transition. Let me show you how important international trade is and how much we need a bigger international department for the city of New Orleans. And I said, look, I agree with you totally. I said, but we can't afford it. We're going to have to outsource that to the World Trade Center or GNO Inc., but the city cannot afford to increase its international trade department. He said, well, Singapore has 170 people in there. So I said, we're not Singapore, and Singapore has a budget surplus, which we don't have. But, I mean, that's just one example of the nice-to-haves. It would be good to do that, but we just can't right now. We're going to have to look very hard at every expenditure.
Guy, let's pivot to the last topic. We only have about a minute or so. Changes to credit card rules and when to charge and how to use points.
Yeah. Real simple answer is anytime you see at a store or restaurant a surcharge above 2%, go ahead and pay cash, because the best rewards programs are only worth about 2%. So one of the little specialty stores I use has a 3.5% surcharge. I said, nope, I'm going to pay cash for that. And then the rewards and points, man, those programs get worse every year. So if you have rewards, if you have points, use them right now. The quicker the better, because there's no reward program that gives you more value in future years than in past years. So strongly encourage people, use them for Christmas shopping, use them for travel. But if you have points, go ahead and use them right now.
Use them or lose them, for sure. Guy, as always, we truly appreciate your time, your insight. Thank you so much, and have a great week.
Oh, you're very welcome.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll check in with Scoot when we return. Stay with us. Scoot joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Well, we will talk about Saints-Falcons week. This is always a very exciting time. The Pelicans have made a major change. We'll talk about that. And they won the next game. I don't think we should read too much into that. And also, the president's calling for the House Republicans to vote to release the Epstein tapes. So we'll see what happens.
Scoot's headed your way, folks. Stay tuned. He's got a great lineup. Hope you enjoyed today's show. We'll see you in the morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.